happening in your world tonight.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
The time is now. The NFL draft finally here tonight from Nashville, Tennessee at 8 Eastern. The Arizona Cardinals, you are on the clock and keeping all options open with that number one pick in tonight's draft. The consensus is they're going to take Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray, but have given no indication to NFL insiders. Complicating matters is the fact the first round pick, Josh Rosen from last year, is still on the roster, and the Cards have yet to receive a respectable trade offer. They are not close to a deal for Rosen. The Raiders reportedly moved Dwayne Haskins up their draft board, but this could be all smoke and mirrors. And the Redskins, what else is new with these guys? They can't decide whether to pick a quarterback in the first round or unsure to take Dwayne Haskins or Daniel Jones. If they do decide to move up for a quarterback, Redskins holding the 15th overall pick in the draft. We have you covered tonight. Tune in live for coverage of the first round of the 2019 NFL Draft tonight at 8 p.m. to midnight right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with Mike Blewett, Dane Martinez, Emery Hunt, and Joe Lisi. If you're not and if you're driving, catch video coverage of the broadcast on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network YouTube page, and you can weigh in with your thoughts and reactions in real time in the chat room as well. Round two of the NHL playoffs getting underway tonight with a pair of games on the sked. At 7 o'clock, the underdog Blue Jackets head to Beantown to play the Bruins. Bruins laying 145 over under 5.5. Then at 9:30, the Dallas Stars, they head to St. Louis to take on the Blues. Blues laying 160, low total in this one, sitting at 5. All four division winners in the NHL are now toast. He gone. Yeah, because Washington lost to Carolina last night. One more elimination game in the NBA as well. The Denver Nuggets at San Antonio. The Spurs, small three-point favorites, over under 208.5. The Nuggets lead the best-of-seven series 3-2, and they can close things out tonight. Let's take a look at the MLB schedule. Arizona took out Pittsburgh 5-0 today. What a day for Zach Greinke. He hit a triple. Hit for the cycle this month as well. He picked up the win. Jameson Taillon, the loss. Greinke, 7 shutout innings, 2 hits, 7 Ks in the win. Quite a day for the D-back ace. And Los Angeles and the Cubs are playing right now. The Dodgers up 1-0 in the bottom of 5 right now. Runner on third. Here's the rest of the MLB sked. At 6:40, Atlanta at Cincy. Reds minus 140, over under 9. Turan versus Castillo. 7:05, Miami at Philly. Phillies laying 210, 7.5. Smith versus Nola. 7:10, Detroit taking on Boston. The Red Sox, big chalk, 220, over under 9.5. Zimmerman and Porcello at 8:10. Cleveland at Houston. Astros minus 160, over under 7.5. Bauer versus Cole, good matchup there. 9:07, the Yankees and the Angels. Angels laying 15 cents, over under 8. Tanaka versus Cahill. And speaking of those Yankees, with all their injuries, they picked up Cameron Maben today from the Indians. At 10:10 p.m., the Texas Rangers at Seattle. Mariners minus 155, over under 8.5. Hearn versus Gonzalez. Taking a look at the links right now, the PGA Zurich Classic of New Orleans. This tournament is a team event, teams of two, but play suspended due to lightning. Before things were suspended, Joel Damon and Brendan Harkins lead at 6 under par. A couple teams back at 5 under. And the Trophy Hassan on the European Tour from Morocco. Englishman Jordan Smith leads the way at 7 under par after one round of golf. I'm Cam Stewart. We have NFL Drive coverage, picks galore, and a whole lot more. Jordan Gabe Morenci, he hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. It's coming up next, and we'll have lots of picks for you. NFL Draft Day, everybody. Stay tuned.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. The countdown to the draft is on. Red Heat Rage Radio, Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, of course, iHeartRadio now on YouTube. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, just got us caught up to date. As Eric Cohen used to say, excellent update. What's up, Cam?
What's happening? Morenci just watching a little afternoon baseball, getting ready for this draft, and seeing what fake stories we can talk about today leading up to the draft, because you know there's going to be a couple. The Redskins don't know what to do. Are they going to move up, pick a quarterback? What about the Raiders? High on Haskins, high on their draft boards. As you know, a lot of smoke and mirrors and guys moving pieces around. Teams just trying to create their own story before the draft.
Yeah, I don't know if it's teams trying to create their own story or if it's the media trying to create stories.
True.
I've said it a million times. Are teams really sharing the information and what they are doing with people in the media? And I'm not saying that nobody in the media doesn't know anything, but they're incredibly close-guarded. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about the Raiders sending their scouts home. And, you know, so last week, the Raiders basically cleared the building. So it's like Mayock and Gruden are sitting there alone. You know what I mean?
Hey, want to order some Chinese?
Yeah, exactly. They don't want, you know, they debate what they're going to order. They don't want any outside anything. And a lot was made of that, actually. And they didn't fire everybody, but they inevitably will, no doubt, because of the Raiders. But I guess it's pretty common, actually, in which scouts, you know, that work for the team, they give their information, they give their reports, all right? So let's say a scout, one guy's scout, his job is to scout the SEC. Another guy's scout, his scouting job is the Big Ten. You know what I mean? Like, or, you know, specific conferences or positions or whatnot. They'll submit their reports, but they're not in the war room, and they have zero say, obviously. They give the information to the powers that be, and then the powers that be make up their own mind after the fact. And I guess with the Washington Redskins, they came and they gave Snyder and Bruce Allen, the GM, the president, you know, all the information, and Snyder was like, "This sucks." You know, Snyder's like, "All right, guys, just, you know what? You know what? I'm going to do this myself." And I guess it's about Dwayne Haskins. Now, you don't know, but this actually, I believe, because it's not a draft pick, and I believe there would be cracks in Washington, in which I guess the football people are telling Snyder, don't take Dwayne Haskins. They're advising against it, yet he's locked in. He wants Haskins, and they said they wanted to take they're saying, take Jones. He'll be there.
Daniel Jones,
for two.
Exactly.
And he's like, no. I want to trade up to get Haskins. I'm getting Haskins, like, at all costs. And I guess an argument ensued, and basically Snyder owns the team, so who's going to win the arguments? Snyder said, all right.
Correct.
You're all done. I'm handling this myself. You know, I don't need you. Should be interesting tonight. There's going to be crazy stuff that happens. We don't know with who, with what. The latest report, actually, is that the Miami Dolphins are going hard after Josh Rosen, which would make a lot of sense to me.
I agree. Good
fit.
I love that play.
Perfect fit.
I love
for
that
him.
Play. I agree 100%. That'd be a perfect place for Rosen to go. Perfect.
So that's that. And now listen, there's a lot of smoke right now out there that Kyler Murray's not the top pick. Well, the Miami Dolphins aren't on the phone right now trying to get Josh Rosen because they're keeping him in Arizona. They're taking Kyler Murray. I don't believe that any of this other
I agree. I bet any amount of money on it, too. I don't care if the odds have gone down. They haven't gone down that much. You know, as a betting man, he's going first. It's that simple.
Supposedly Arizona, no. They already knew, but supposedly they're locked in, and now they're just sitting on it. Game time decisions, ready for Rage Radio.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Whale Capper will join us in a couple of moments. Marco D'Angelo will step up and in. Wager Talks, Marco D'Angelo from Las Vegas. We'll talk playoffs. We've got the NFL draft, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. And we've got some fresh blood tonight, Cam. Some new matchups tonight in the National Hockey League. Last night, the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Washington Capitals in another game that goes to overtime, in which we're leaving money on the table with these overtime props the last couple of nights. Another game goes to overtime, and, you know, Washington had a million chances to score last night, and I don't know how the puck didn't go in on like maybe five occasions in which the last 5 minutes of the game, a couple of minutes in overtime once, Washington were just all over them, and it seemed inevitable that Washington were going to score. But ultimately, Carolina were the better team. They were the better team in the series, and they deserved to win. They just did.
It's what we talk about before, Gabe. We watched the first couple minutes of that damn game, and Washington was all over them. They could have buried them with a third goal. They could have taken away their will. Carolina looked defeated when it was 2-0. Instead, they started dicking around again, and that's the thing. You got to put the hammer down. They scored that 2-1 goal, got them back in the game, and they hung around. I agree with you. For most parts, Carolina dominated. Good on the Canes. Should be a great series against George Kurtz's New York Islanders versus the Canes, up-and-coming teams.
Yeah, New York Islanders, Carolina Hurricanes, and, of course, tonight we've got the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Boston Bruins series begins, as does the Dallas Stars and the St. Louis Blues. Countdown to the National Football League draft is on, and it'll be nice when it's over, because then we'll sort of have rosters somewhat set in stone moving forward for the most part. At least we'll know what we're sitting on for the next couple of months, and we won't have to hear the reports and hear and see the reports from people that really are just speculating. So let's speculate ourselves with Whale Capper. Right now. What's up, Will Capper?
Let's look into the crystal ball. This last 24-hour news cycle with all the Kyler Murray is not the pick for the Cardinals, it seems like such nonsense and such BS. Ian Rappaport going to the NFL Network with the story that the Cardinals called Quinnen Williams and told him he might be the pick. Like, what kind of news is that? That they called a guy and told him he might be the pick? Like, that's nonsense. Like, all of this screams smokescreen and BS, and I'm not buying it for a second. I think Cardinals take Murray number one overall in this one. I'd be shocked if the Niners didn't follow with Bosa. The intrigue for me really is coming up in picks 3 and 4. You know, what the Jets, Raiders, and Redskins all kind of do with this draft, I think, is going to determine a lot of how the next 10 picks or so all kind of come together.
I agree as far as Kyler Murray is concerned. I think they're locked in with Kyler Murray right now, but we've seen in the last 24 to 48 hours the hatchet job begin. Oh, his Wonderlic score sucked. He blew off a charity. He's a bad kid. He's cocky. He's arrogant. And, you know, every other stupid thing that they want to throw out there. I do believe Kyler Murray goes first overall. I think the intrigue begins at 2, to be honest, Will Capper. You know, Bosa's really good, but I think Quinnen Williams would look good with San Francisco as well. And, you know, we'll get into the Bosa social media and his political stances. San Francisco might not be the best fit for him. And, you know, maybe he was trying to talk himself out of San Francisco in the first place. Now, I don't know. He's pretty freaking good, and I know Bosa's not going to fall that far, but that's what I'm intrigued by. I think Quinnen Williams, and I played a prop, and we'll get to the props here. I played a prop. Quinnen Williams goes under 3.5. I don't believe that Quinnen Williams is going to fall to 4. I think he's too good. So I think Kyler Murray 1, Quinnen Williams 2, and then the Jets fall back, ass backwards into Bosa. But most likely Bosa goes to. And then you stated, Will Capper, I guess it is interesting because I think it's a slam dunk. If, let's say hypothetically, Quinnen Williams got taken 2nd overall, I think it's a slam dunk that Bosa would get taken by the Jets 3rd. But
I agree.
If Bosa is selected 2nd overall, it's not a slam dunk that Quinnen Williams is drafted by the Jets. I think they might,
100%.
But the Jets have been talking about drafting down. They've been pretty open about it, trading down. But they are going to go defense. They're going to go D-line. And Quinnen Williams, by talent, is the best player on the board. Like, if you go by grades, he has the highest grade out of it. It's a higher grade than Bosa.
Yeah, man. It is weird when this sort of thing happens where you have a guy that's so clearly head and shoulders above, the other guys that are in this consideration. I completely agree with you. Quinnen Williams is the better player and probably more impactful. And you know, what exactly the Jets do with three is kind of a head scratcher. I'm sticking to my priors. Bosa goes two because John Lynch can't really afford to not get a high impact player. And you're going to see more on the stat sheet from a player like Bosa than you're going to see from a player like Williams. And so I think he kind of solidifies his position as GM there in San Francisco for a couple more years. They bring Bosa in and, you know, he racks up some stats and makes some highlight sacks, you know? And so it's a tricky spot. The Jets rightfully should listen to offers for the third pick, but they kind of went about it in a dumb way. They kind of went out and just sort of said, hey, this pick is up for grabs. Give us your best offer. And they talked pretty much, they kind of made that pretty apparent to every single team in the league. And when you do that, you're kind of stuck, teams aren't clamoring and trying to outbid each other to get to your pick. They're just kind of like, oh, you're going to give this away? Okay, well, we're going to lowball you. And if you take it, you take it. If you don't, then we'll just pick where we are. Right. And so they've kind of set the market for themselves and devalued this third pick. And this is a year where quarterback is not especially it's not especially prized. There's only a handful of teams that really need a quarterback. And these guys are not, are pretty clearly not as good as the quarterbacks we've seen come out last year, 2 years ago. There's no one in this class that I think you can hold up and compare to Mahomes or Watson from 2 years ago. And there's no one in this class I think you can hold up and compare to Baker or Darnold from last year. So it's going to be a very soft market for that third pick. And if I had to put money on it, I'm going to say the Jets are stuck making that pick. And at that point, it's a question of, do you take Williams, who is the top talent, or do you take a guy like Ed Oliver, who their defensive coordinator has stated has eyes for and maybe has a higher ceiling? So it's going to be a defensive tackle for the Jets in the third slot if I had to, if I had to say what's the most likely outcome here. But for sure, they're going to listen to offers from everyone. And if they take an offer from the likes of the, the Redskins or even, there could be other surprises out there. We've heard Manish Mehta, who clearly, has his finger on the pulse of everything that's going on in that headquarters, saying multiple GMs have contacted the Jets recently trying to, re-engage talks for that trade. So there could be a surprise. But I'm guessing it's going to be Quinnen Williams or Ed Oliver to the Jets in that third slot.
The Washington Redskins, there's talk, the Jets would love that to get the 15th pick and swap and the Redskins move up to three. But I don't know, like you stated, if the Redskins, and even Daniel Snyder, he's in charge now. He always was, but he really is now. And if he can justify going from 15 to 3 and giving up other stuff just to get Dwayne Haskins, because the question
it's
is,
huge.
Will Haskins
that's a huge,
be there?
Yeah, that's a huge but, jump up. I mean, people don't necessarily think about, like, what is the cost from 15 to 3? I mean, that's like your second-round pick. First and second this year, first and second next year is probably your starting offer for that. And the Jets are probably looking for another nugget even beyond that. So you would be giving up the entirety of this year and next year's draft for that move from 15 to 3, which isn't, which isn't very, very reasonable.
I'm sure they're showing, see, people are at the draft right now. Pretty cool scene. They're on the streets in Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville. So
outside. Yeah, nice say, big party town. They're outside. They're on the streets in Nashville. But, everyone's all decked out and everything. It's like, it's a little hardcore, man. Going to hang out all day. Like, to watch a couple players that come out. Like, for me, the draft, I like it for betting purposes. I like to sort of analyze it and see if I was right after the fact. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mail Cap, and we'll talk NFL draft, see if he's got any props, and we'll hit the NBA playoffs.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
like Game Time Decisions, Ready to Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart. I'm Gabriel Moresi. Throwing it down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Whale Capper joining us. Countdown is on National Football League Draft. We'll get to the NBA playoffs in a couple of minutes. So they have some interesting props up at FanDuel. I was there earlier in the day. To put it in context, Whale Capper and Cam, first three picks, exact order. And I don't know if you remember, Cam, yesterday I talked about my first three.
Yep.
And I was thinking a little outside the box. I said Kyler Murray, 1, Quinnen Williams, 2, Nick Bosa, 3. That was 23-1 yesterday.
Woo!
23-1. Now it's 10-1. So the most common one here is Kyler Murray, 1, Nick Bosa, 2, Quinnen Williams, 3, plus 200.
Yeah, not enough.
Kyler Murray, 1, Nick Bosa, 2, Josh Allen, 3. Plus 360.
Hate that Kyler one. Murray. Hate that one.
Don't like that one. I will, Capper.
My favorite look of all of the bets I've placed across all of the draft props is Josh Allen over 3.5. I got that relatively early. This is kind of how the draft process works, right? Everybody who's a draft nick puts out their first couple mock drafts in February and March, and then, you know, recycles them all at the beginning of April as kind of interest peaks, right? And the way that they kind of construct their first mocks is they look at, like, okay, well, these are the team needs. That's part one.
Yeah.
These are my personal evaluations of the players. That's part two. Now let's kind of, you know, figure out a way that, like, kind of minimizes the error between my board and team need, right? Like, it's not a very complicated science to come up with a mock draft before you have any information about what the team's like. And all of the, you know, all of the Nick, you know, draft Knicks out there went, okay, Josh Allen, clearly the second best edge rusher. The Jets have a pretty clear need for an edge rusher. Therefore, Bosa goes second to the Niners, and then the best edge rusher on the board, Josh Allen, goes to the Jets. Since then, the Jets have, like, made public statements and had press conferences. The GM has had press conferences about how they are not – effectively, they are out of the Josh Allen market. Like, if they traded down from the third slot to, like, say, I don't know, 9 – or something like that, and Josh Allen was there at 9, they'd probably have a decent enough grade to take him at 9, but they're not using the top 3 pick on him. No way. If the way that Quinnen third is priced is a little not quite enough to get involved in. Do you have a Murray Bosa Oliver trifecta?
Yes, sir. What's like a fair one. Price for you? What do you want to bet it at, Will Capper and Cam? What are you looking
like
for?
6-1, like 6-1-ish.
I would
that's
like
what it is. It's plus 600.
I want
Cam
watch
10.
That's a good price.
Cam watch value. It is.
Price.
It's plus 600. Kyler Murray 1.
Wow.
Nick Bosa 2. Ed Oliver 3.
Ed
you
Oliver
know what an interesting
stock
one
is going
too.
Through the roof, guys. Like on my site, well, Gabe, with Quinn and Williams, like. They have who will be the third pick taken, just the third pick, and Quinnen Williams was plus 140, and Ed Oliver's like plus 180. I'm like, are you kidding me? I need more than that. So I originally thought he might drop to the Bills. He's not going to be that. He's going to be gone way before that. Like, he just keeps on rising. 3, 4, 5, like, he's high.
Yeah,
he's
I think
player.
It was kind of a poorly kept secret. It was a poorly kept secret amongst the top guys in the draft, or the top teams who are picking, they all fell in love with Oliver at his pro day. His performance as pro day was absolutely spectacular. They look at, and because when you just see his tape from last year at Houston, you're like, why is this guy a top tier talent? Like, he didn't do so. Like, what's going on? You break it down a little more and you realize, like, how they were using him in that system was completely at odds with his talent, his potential and his talent. And guys like, you know, Greg Williams, who's running the show now, D coordinator for the Jets, like, you know, he's watering. He's watering for a guy like Oliver, because he looks at him, he sees the same kind of talent profile as you had with a guy like Aaron Donald. And he intended probably use it in that way. Like, Quinnen Williams, clearly a safer prospect, but potentially not quite the ceiling that you have with a guy like Oliver if you can get him in and you can coach him up.
And then the interesting thing is there that if Williams falls to 4, the Raiders would love that. Because he almost, like, yeah. just he just feels yeah. like a Raider.
Quinnen Williams right now. They have an interesting one, 600. Kyler Murray, 1. Nick Bosa, 2. Lane Haskins, 3. Which that would mean, of course, there's a trade. Other ones, Nick Bosa, 1. So if you start to get out of those, you get into the 20 and the 30 to 1s into that range. They have an interesting one here in Whale Capper, actually. First, and here's a very local-centric. You know where I am right now. First player drafted by the New York Jets. So, and look at this. Not a bad number. First player drafted by the New York Jets, Cam. Josh Allen plus 200.
Yep.
Quinnen Williams plus 210. Ed Oliver plus 420.
There you go.
Ed Oliver plus 420 for the Jets. Nick Bosa 6-1. Brian Burns 12-1.
Yeah, all right. You know, so let's talk. That's a better way to approach it than the 1-2 the trifecta we talked about earlier. Because if like a black swan event happens and and the Cardinals take a guy like Quinnen Williams, then all of
I was thinking about that too.
That's like a slam dunk. Yeah. Yeah,
I was thinking about that, too. I was talking about these quote-unquote trifectas. And me and Cam, remember, Cam, we said, too bad we can't box them. You can't box them.
I love horse racing. Then, box them.
Yeah, that's how we think around here, Whale Capper. Can I box it?
I like it.
Can I box the top three?
We're a week away from really getting into the horses.
I thought the same thing, Whale Capper. I'm like, man, what are you, nuts? I'm like, because I was just at the book today. I'm like, dude, it's hard enough to predict, like, one of these jackass GMs is going to do. I'm going to predict what three of them are going to do.
I know.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's true.
So you're
true.
Right. You're better it's off true. Just sort of saying, all right, I'll take a shot at plus 420 at Oliver. I'll share the props I played, Will Capper. We'll see if you like them. But
for sure.
What do you think, Cam? Here, I'll give this one to you, Cam. For pick by the New York Giants. First draft pick. They're picking.
Interesting.
Daniel Jones, plus 200.
Nope, too early.
Dwayne Haskins. Yeah, exactly. If they take him, they'll take him 17. Dwayne Haskins, plus 460. If the Giants take them, then we all sort of owe Gettleman a small apology only because he could keep a secret. Because I'll tell you, Cap, nobody thinks they're taking Haskins. You know what I mean? If the Giants,
This would be the first time ever, by the way, that Gettleman is. This would be the first time ever that Gettleman will have successfully pulled off a misdirection, because he is notoriously straightforward. Like to a fault, he is very, very honest and straightforward about how he is approaching this process. He was last year, and so far to this point, it appears he has been this year. And
he takes it hard up here, Whale Capper.
I believe it.
He is heavily criticized. Like, people mock him like clown masks, call talk shows, newspapers, press conferences.
Oh, no.
Like, he better deliver tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
if they take Daniel Jones six overall, there might be a riot.
People are
going to
lose their mind.
I got a prediction for you. Whatever he does, Mike Francesco is going to love it. That's the lock of the draft right there. I get why it gets criticism. Like, he's got a problem on his hands and he's not dealing with it appropriately. Eli Manning is at the end of his career. He's not performing to the level where he can compete for a playoff spot anymore. And the Giants continue to trot him out there and try to, you know, gloss over his flaws and, you know, and shine his highlights and pretend like he's a couple of players away from being, you know, back to the kind of, you know, Super Bowl MVP level Eli Manning that can be a contender in the NFL. Like, that player is long gone, and they have virtually no plan to, you know, to effectively replace him in the organization. It seems, if you read, you know, again, a lot of this is if you read Gettleman as being very transparent, and the pieces are all there. Daniel Jones does seem to be their number one quarterback on their board, which means, you know, and why? I mean, he's got connections to the Manning family via David Cutcliffe, who is his head coach at Duke. He's got sort of the standard old school football guy metrics in terms of size and aesthetic in terms of his game. And so he kind of fits the mold. Yeah, and exactly. And, you know, does he's a raw talent. He needs a hell of a lot of, you know, a hell of a lot of development to be a competitive quarterback in the NFL from what I've seen from him. You know, it seems like they've kind of made, and you know, he had flashes. He had moments. He put things out. I watched a lot of Duke football. Actually, I like Duke football more than I like Duke basketball personally, just as a FYI, we'll talk about that in another day. But, but he had some flashes where he was pretty great in the, you know, during the last couple of, you know, especially in the bowl game, he put some tape up that was pretty impressive. And so, he's, you know, he's a fine prospect. Is he a top six pick in the NFL? No freaking way. Like, not even this year where you have an especially poor overall draft and an especially poor quarterback class. I don't think he really merits first round consideration, but they've kind of talked themselves into it. You know, they did their homework talking to David Cutcliffe. The Mannings have given them the seal of approval. And oh, by the way, you know why the Mannings would love a guy like Daniel Jones to be the heir apparent to Eli Manning? Because he's not going to push him for a job this year. Like, there's no way that you put these two guys in camp as a head coach, Pat Shurmur, and you conclude, oh, man, this Daniel Jones is way better than we thought. He's ready to start now. He is pushing Manning out of the starting role this year. Like, that's not going to happen. And so the Mannings
Excellent
are very
point.
Comfortable with this transition plan. This could not be going on. You know, this is great. It's a shame that this is the way it's going down in New York, but I do expect they take Daniel Jones probably the
perception. Right, hang in there, Will Capper.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Take your tax refund and swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in FanDuel or DraftKings tournaments for the countless amount of people that have won thousands and thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not losing DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount to get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, the same use of the Daily Roto optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2009 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Promo code FNTSY for a special 10% discount today, Gabe.
Thank you, Cam. All right, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage. Our radio continues. Fantasy Sports, our radio network. We're with Will Capper. If you can, gang, try to turn Will Capper's levels up a little bit, if we can. So we're talking about the New York Giants position. And I've got a nice sleeper dark horse for the New York Giants in which I don't think the odds correlate the chances of him actually getting drafted by the Giants. But, Cam, you know, your book – and listen, every book has different draft props. I'm going to say FanDuel's done a pretty good job with this. And a lot of books are going to start taking them down, guys. Right? Like, you know, you can't – this isn't like, oh, it's going to start at 7:30 or 8. Like, some books might have taken them down already.
Yep.
So if you're betting the props, you better jump in soon. That's all I'm telling you guys. Don't just wait. It's not like a basketball game that tips off. So – your
starting
book
to see
actually
some of these prices
this.
Drift too. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So you've got the Giants up on the board, Cam. What do you got? What are your numbers
sure
you got for the Giants?
Yeah, crazy stuff for the Giants too. And I'm not sure what's going to happen, Beer, here, but here we go for the New York Giants. Let me see. We have Giants. Dwayne Haskins +450 for Giants first pick. Daniel Jones +250. Drew Lock 6-1. No thanks. Ed Oliver 3-1. Jonah Williams, 14-1. Josh Allen, +225. Quinnen Williams, 12-1. Rashawn Gary, 16-1. Jawan Taylor, 14. Kyler Murray, 16. Good luck. Nick
There's
Bosa,
your guy.
20. What?
Rashawn Gary.
Rashawn Gary?
Whoa.
16-1.
Rashawn Gary. He's 20-1 at FanDuel right now. 20-1. But
that's surprising.
Getting better local value.
He's actually from New Jersey, this kid, too. He's going to go in the top 10, this kid. It would surprise me if he didn't, actually. And it wouldn't shock me. And the other one you just brought up, too, the other Williams, Jonah Williams. Jonah Williams is 20-1. You just brought this up, Will Capper, and I agree with you. Gettleman's not identifying the problem. You have a 25-year-old stud wide receiver in Odell Beckham, 26 years old, and you have a quarterback that can't get him the ball, so the solution is let's get rid of the stud wide receiver. It's an issue here, but he seems to be built in on this. It would not shock me, and it's also going to piss Giant fans off. You're building the line. It wouldn't shock me if he drafted one of these offensive linemen. It really wouldn't. And, you know, sometimes linemen, you know, they're the foundation of a football team, but when it comes to the draft, people are looking for flash and sizzle. And Gettleman's, man, he better deliver something tonight. But I'm going to throw a dart. I'm going to say Rashawn Gary, 20-1.
Ooh. I'm going to go against you on this one. And it's potentially I'm being subject to some of the smoke, that pre-draft nonsense here. But Rashawn Gary apparently has been red flagged by a couple of medical staffs for having torn labrum in his shoulder, and will need surgery presumably after his rookie season. Like, it's too late to get surgery on it now and play his rookie year. So he's going to have to play through it. And if there were a couple guys I had circled for big slides on medical reasons. If you go back to years past and you look at
how much you think he's going to slide
draft prop handicapping, probably into the 20s would be my guess. But maybe not. I mean, it could be complete smoke. Like it entirely could be a team that is trying to get him in the, 9 to 12 range that, is leaking this information to cause everyone else to panic. Right. But if you go back to years past and you kind of look at what are reliable angles for handicapping prospects, taking overs on players who have been red flagged by a team, medical staff has been pretty reliable. And the two guys this year it qualifies with Gary, and it qualifies with Montez Sweat. And so I have pretty good sized positions on the overs on those two guys, just looking for that angle to prevail.
The Bills took the kid out of Clemson. It was the same thing. Oh, he's going to need surgery after the season. And it wasn't true. He needed surgery in training camp. Like, he got hurt right away.
Now you're bringing up another key point, is that we're handicapping these props, and it's a bunch of GMs who make terrible decisions, and we're trying to predict who's going to make the least terrible decisions.
The thing that I did full disclosure with earlier in the week. When people tune in and they hear me talking about these things, I'm not talking about what I think teams should do. I'm betting what I think they're good at.
That is 100%. That's 100% right? True. For sure.
I wouldn't take Daniel Jones with the 17th pick. I got to ask you guys this,
and I don't take value from a minus 330 favorite, but the fact that Kyler Murray has gone down from 10-1 to 700 to 330 on my book, it's clicking time. Before it goes down,
well, he is the first overall
pick. If they let me parlay it, I'm putting it in
they
all
should.
Parlays, Gabe. Like
I
you with the Raptors money line, and it's only three. It's only 3:30 now. That's crazy. It was 10-1 just about 48 hours ago. Like, this is nuts.
I guarantee you right now, they already have the Kyler Murray jerseys made. Like, he's already.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's sitting on it right now, off the camera. Dude, I got ESPN on right now in the background. Who are they interviewing? Lincoln Riley. You think Lincoln Riley went to the draft for Kyler Murray to be taken 12th overall?
No. You think Nike shot a commercial to air during the draft that talks about Kyler Murray's story growing up, and now he's finally made the NFL? You think they shot this whole commercial and campaign for Nike?
They're showing
a
kid walking down the street right now in an Oklahoma jersey.
No
parlays. By the way, would the Miami Dolphins be on the phone right now trying to get Josh Rosen if they were trading Kyler Murray? Like, it's Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's
Kyler Murray. All right. So, what do you got,
I'll tell
Will
you what,
Capo?
I'll tell you
like, time always flies. What did you bet on?
My greatest exposure in this draft is Kyler Murray first overall. Across all of the books that I bet at, I've got just over a K down. And I think my aggregate odds are about minus 330-ish, and so I'm looking to win. I'm looking to win about 400 across all of
them. Where your mouth is on this
Kyler
one.
Murray to go first overall.
I like it.
And the only protection I took on that is I have a small play on Kyler Murray to go third overall as at 15-1 as just to kind of cover my butt there, because there's, you know, in the Black Swan event that the Cardinals really do something crazy and don't take Murray one. I don't think that the Niners are going to have enough time to pull off a deal for some team to come up and take him second. But the Jets have already been engaged in all of these teams doing trade talks all week. We know the Raiders would take Murray if he were there at four. So teams are going to try to trade up into that three spot to get Murray if they covet him. And even the Raiders, they like Murray too. They may swap picks 3-4 to go up to 3 to block any other team from getting him. So, you know, I would say, you know, I have a pretty healthy exposure on Murray going one with a tiny, tiny hedge on Murray going three. And I think that's the way to approach this. Besides that, I mentioned my other favorite prop that I'm not covering at all with any hedge is the Josh Allen over 3.5. That one's a beauty. And then I'm fading some of the medical news, I'm fading some players based on medical news, taking Sweat over, taking Gary over, and then as we kind of drift down the board a little bit. The other guy that I think is going in for a slide is a cornerback at LSU, Greedy Williams. He did not make any visits with any personnel. I mean, with any teams, any interviews, any, you know, detailed reviews, which is very, very unusual for a cornerback that's being considered for first round consideration. So if he doesn't get taken in the first round at all, I won't be surprised. And I think I got over about 21.5 on him. So those are my favorite looks, but it's fun to speculate about quarterbacks.
You know what I did with Greedy Williams? Yeah. I like to hear that. I've got Byron Murphy to be the first cornerback taken, plus 200. I actually played a bunch of props. First player taken at the position. Jonathan Abram, plus 180. First safety taken. Byron Murphy, plus 200. First cornerback taken. Dwayne Haskins, nice. minus 175. Second quarterback taken. Marquise Brown, Oklahoma, first wide receiver taken, plus 145.
That's a nice one. Nice. That one plus 140. All the way.
Yeah, it came down. I liked it better when it was plus 210 earlier in the week, but this is what I got it at.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Jonah Williams, first offensive lineman drafted, plus 200. And one that I'm getting a little bit concerned about right now, just listening to you, Whale Capper, I got buyer's remorse, is Quinnen Williams under 3.5. But...
it's tough to say. I think reasonably you're talking about probably a 40% chance on Williams and a 40% chance on Oliver and about a 20% chance that the Jets trade that. So it's not nuts, but it's going to be it's going to be a fun moment when the Jets come up and announce their pick. That's for sure.
Right, well, listen, we got a couple of questions. Chris Holger's asking, Metcalf versus Brown, who gets drafted higher? It's kind of a toss-up, but I think Brown will. And if you want a nice dark horse for first wide receiver to get drafted, Paris Campbell, Ohio State. You get this kid in a 20-30-1 range. If you really want to talk about a stock rising, this kid's stock is rapidly rising right now.
All
right, Will Capper.
I strongly agree with you on Brown over Metcalf. Metcalf is. I got Metcalf circled as a guy that might fall out of the first round altogether. The couple of teams he's been linked to, I looked at them and I was kind of shaking my head. Like he's linked to the Ravens. Good example. Ravens are going to take a defensive player. I don't know how to frame this more clearly. Like Ozzie Newsome is the consigliere to the new GM there. He is almost certainly going to try to replenish the talent on the defensive side of the ball for the Ravens. They let a lot of guys walk this offseason who are, you know, were kind of mainstays, staples on the defensive side of the ball. Some linebacker, some defensive lineman is going to be there available for them to take in like the 22 range, and they're not taking DK Metcalf. You look beyond that, and the other teams that were previously linked as like interested in DK Metcalf were all in like the teens. There's going to be a bunch of much better players available in that range. No need to take a wide receiver this year. The difference between the best and the sixth best wide receiver is virtually indistinguishable. So there's literally no need or demand to like reach, go run up and grab the best guy on the board, because the sixth best guy on the board is, you know, presumably just as good a player. And so a guy like DK Metcalf, who all, oh, by the way, also had like an especially poor interview with the 49ers. The 49ers were considering coming up to get, or, you know, coming up into the bottom of the first round to take Metcalf. They did a private workout with him and an interview with him. And they had extremely negative feedback from that. I think that's going to scare a lot of GMs. And I don't think you're going to find a suitor for Metcalf in round one.
All right, hang in there, Will Capper. We got to find a little two-minute blast. That'll be our NBA breakdown. 2 minutes on the hardwood with Will Capper. Somebody's asking about the quarterbacks drafted. It's big money. If you're willing to say there won't be four quarterbacks taken in the first round, yeah, you get some nice plus money there. The only thing is, Gettleman's in the house. Gettleman.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Yeah. Joey Bosa following white nationalist account.
Oh, God.
Like, not just comments. White nationalist. Mike Freeman. Just scrolled through Bosa, follow who he follows. He follows some of the most disgraceful white supremacists, white nationalists, and other disturbing things that you'll ever see on social media. I don't think the NFL cares, man. They don't care. You can rape women, punch women, spit on women, be a racist, xenophobe. Just don't have a social conscience or be Jewish. like Josh Rosen, remember last year? Wow, his parents are rich.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. He's kind of. Remember just beating around the bush with Rosen? Well, you know.
Incredible.
How much would he really want it? It's like, I don't know. Peyton Manning's father was pretty rich growing up. a lot of guys, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's funny. We'll look the other way. But listen, we had Willie Colon on yesterday, former Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl champion, African-American.
Great player.
Asked him point blank. He said, no, this guy can't be on the team. He said, I'll tell you what. He goes, if he's going to be like the top pick, second pick, he's going to be one of the leaders on the team, and you can't be a leader on the team when people know you're racist. And he goes, I'm just saying like it is. You know,
there is direct contradictory evidence to that from, you said Willie Colon?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a poorly kept secret that Ben Roethlisberger is not especially... is not especially race neutral.
It's a good point. But I'll tell you this, too. I shouldn't say this, but the guy that, when we had him on, my producer told me right before, it's like, he goes, you know, Willie was there, huh? I said, for what? The Super Bowl? He goes, no, Ben, after him. And you know what he goes?
He
goes, it was worse than you could even imagine. All right, we got to get out of here. We can't keep you on the show, bro. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, first night.
Prediction.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
So much NFL talk into the pick, but Spurs apparently. Gabe Willkapper on the Spurs. No more mocks. Time now. NFL draft here tonight from Nashville, 8 p.m. Eastern. The Arizona Cardinals, you are on the clock. They're keeping all options open with that number one pick. The consensus, they're going to take quarterback Kyler Murray, but have given no indications right now. Murray dropping to minus 330 on the book, so we decided to hit it. Complicating matters is the fact that first-round pick Josh Rosen still on the roster, and the Cards have yet to receive a respectable trade offer. Reports indicating not even close to a deal for Rosen just yet. The Raiders have apparently moved Dwayne Haskins up on their draft board. We'll see what happens there. And the Redskins can't decide whether to take a quarterback in the first round, according to reports, and are unsure to take Dwayne Haskins or Daniel Jones. If they do decide to draft a quarterback, they hold the 15th overall pick but might move up. And reports indicate the Steelers attempting to move up as well. Hey, we got you covered for all this drama and more. Tune in tonight to the live coverage of the first round of the 2019 NFL Draft tonight at 8 o'clock to midnight right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with Mike Blewett, Dane Martinez, Emery Hunt, and Joe Lisi. And if you're not driving, you can catch video coverage of the broadcast on the FNTSY Sports Network YouTube page, where you can weigh in with your thoughts and reactions in real time in the chat room. Round two of the NHL playoffs underway tonight. A pair of games on the sked. 7 o'clock Eastern, just after the underdog Blue Jackets head to Beantown to play the Bruins. Boston laying 145, total set at 5.5 in this hockey game. Then at 9:30, we have Dallas taking on St. Louis, the Blues on the road. The Blues laying 160, low total in this one, 5 flat. All four division winners in the NHL, gone. They're all gone after Washington lost to Carolina last night. As we mentioned, one more elimination game in the NBA tonight as well. The Denver Nuggets at San Antonio. The Spurs, small three-point favorites, over under 209. Nuggets lead the best of 7, 3-2. Milwaukee Bucks guard Malcolm Brogdon, he's going to miss the first two games of their second-round series against the Boston Celtics. Let's take a look at the MLB sked. Arizona took out Pittsburgh 5-0. Great day for Zach Greinke. He hit a triple today. Also, Zach Greinke hit for the cycle this month. Fantastic stuff. He got the win. Jameson tie on the loss. Greinke, 7 shutout innings of 2 hit balls, 7 Ks in the win. Quite a day for Zach Greinke today. Los Angeles and the Cubs still going on. Dodgers up 1-0 in the top of the 8th inning there. Here's the rest of the MLB sked at 6:40. Atlanta at Cincinnati. Reds minus 140. Over under 9. Perron versus Castillo. 7:05. Miami at Philly. Phillies laying 210. Big favorites there. 7.5. Smith versus Nola. 7:10. Detroit and Boston. Red Sox 220 chalk, over under 9.5. Zimmerman versus Porcello. 8:10, Cleveland and Houston. Astros minus $1.60, total 7.5. Bauer versus Cole. At 9:07, the Yankees and the Angels. Angels laying 15 cents, over under 8. We have Tanaka versus Cahill. Yankees also made an addition today with all their injuries. They picked up Cameron Maben from the Cleveland Indians today. 10:10, the Texas Rangers at Seattle. Mariners minus 160, over under 8.5. Hearn versus Gonzalez. Taking a look at the Lynx right now, we're still under a weather delay, lightning delay at the PGA Zurich Classic in New Orleans right now. Joel Damon and Brendan Harkins, they lead the team competition right now, sitting at 6 under par. Lots of golf to be played. And the Trophy Hassan in Europe, Englishman Jordan Smith, he leads the way, minus 7. After one round of golf there. Stick around, everybody. Thank you, Will Capper. Me and Gabe are going to talk more NFL drafts, some gambling picks, baseball, hockey, basketball, and a whole lot more. It's Red Heat and Rage Radio. Stick around, everybody. Coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Ready, Rage on Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks to Whale Capper for joining us. Time always flies with Whale Capper. What I like about Whale Capper is he puts his money where his mouth is. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You know, like we get people, oh, they're doing this and they're doing that, and they got an opinion on everything. This guy put $1,000 on it. You know what
I mean? I only put a
few. Like, yeah,
under.
Kyler Murray's going
spent.
First overall. I put $1,000 on it.
I'm telling you, Gabe, at minus 330, you don't. Yeah, that's why he's a whale capper. And I'm a tuna capper. But basically, that's what you got to do, though. Like, yeah, we're goldfish, guppy cappers.
That's when me, you see right a there, number, guppy capper, baby.
Yeah, that's you. Yang is a guppy capper,
a
right?
Guppy.
Like the fish we
throw
see
25
at,
cent
at the Mandarin.
25 cent, 10 game parlays, baby.
What's the favorite?
Jukebox.
What's the favorite fish in Spanish Harlem? Like,
oh, fried whiting, baby. Fried whiting.
What?
Fried whiting.
Whiting?
Yeah, whiting. You know, you go inside.
That
you go,
sounds
you,
made
hey,
up.
Listen, you go inside any of them little fish markets, get what? You a fried whiting sandwich, baby.
Fried whiting.
Yeah, with like whiting. Mad tartar sauce. They that's put like three pieces of whiting and two slices of
it's real.
Yeah, they
he's
put
talking like cod, like fish and chips, man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
like,
yeah that's a delicacy. That's a delicacy. Spanish Harlem, baby.
Halibut's the money fish.
Got to get that
whiting. Which one? Scottish?
Nah, man.
Scottish have haddock.
Whiting is like $1.99 a pound, buddy.
Yeah, it's whitefish. Yeah. It's the really good whitefish is expensive, though. Trust me, I know. I used to live up north. That stuff's like $50 a fillet.
Yeah, now you get that with some two slices of Wonder Bread, some tartar sauce. You'd be all right, buddy. You know,
that's right. That's right.
Let your bread get soggy with tartar sauce and stuff, and it just start dripping all over your fingers because you know the messy sandwich is the best sandwich.
I agree.
That's hardcore. So Wonder Bread and like fish sticks, man.
Yeah,
the
buddy.
Fish is called whiting. Whiting.
Whiting, baby.
Give me some of that white fish, man. Give me that whiting fish. I figured. Fried whiting. That's
oh,
too good.
Oh, boy. Whiting, yeah. I've never heard of that one. That's good.
Yeah, that's too good. No, you're right. When I used to cook, I don't cook much anymore. I never really cook much, but it doesn't take much to put fish in a pan. So
it does. A bit of oil.
I used to
spice.
Buy a filet of sole.
Oh, sole's a nice fish.
Yeah. Put some lemon on that. Filet of sole. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Lemon, soles. Actually, I told you, Gabe, I saw the doctor, and that was the big consensus today. He wasn't even talking more about the Pepsi and all the other stuff. He goes, dude. With your levels, you need omega-3s. Fish, and more fish in your diet. So he told me basically have salmon like twice a week. It's really good for you. The oils in salmon are very good. I'm not sure about Yang's Wonder Bread sandwich fish, but we got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Your salmon, real good. I got to eat more.
Salmon.
Got to eat more fish.
My doctor said fish is the key for your success. Omega-3s, oils. That's the key.
What Bill Romanowski told us this years ago as well.
Yeah, that's true. Hi guys, gotta love fish. Good for the brain.
All those
when
fish oils,
really,
but it makes you smarter.
That fish oil really good for my brain. I'll tell you, when we were fighting for the balls, we used to do anything, grabbing eyes, grabbing balls. It got crazy down there, Gabe.
Yeah,
I miss Romo.
Stuff.
We should bring Romo on just for see what he's pimping these days.
Good stuff with Whale Capper.
Makes me, makes even get to the NBA. It's so much fun talking with them. You didn't even get to your NBA
football,
selection.
Football.
The Spurs.
For the record, Will Capper passed it along that he likes the San Antonio Spurs tonight to send this to 7. And I like to hear that because I've got a ticket in my hand. It says the San Antonio Spurs win tonight's basketball game.
Yeah, I like the Spurs as well. Denver's been good the last couple games with the Spurs. They'll extend this one to 7. I got to believe
about
the
home
Spurs.
Court.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
All right, so we'll hit these NFL draft props on the other side again. Marco D'Angelo is going to join us from Vegas Wager Talk. He's a real sharp capper, too. He'll join us in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll focus in on the NBA. Me and Cam will talk some NHL when we come back, as well as the NFL draft, because I'm telling you guys, the books are going to be taking it down soon. They don't wait. They start seeing rumors and stuff. They panic.
Get
they pull it.
Now.
So get your action in soon.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Ready to Play Radio Camp. We're showing Nashville right now, and there's a lot of
drinkers.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be like 100,000 people there or something tonight. Like, it amazes me how many people go to the draft. And, I remember it used to be in New York. It was in New York City here, and it was at Radio City Music Hall. It was in the theater and stuff, and it was pretty cool, and you'd always have the same old guys every year. Angry Giant fans that would boo everybody. New York Giants select Lawrence Taylor. Boo. Boo. Like everyone was booed. Everyone. It just became the thing. Then they put it outside. I think they put it in Chicago, but you should see it, dude. Like, they're hours away from starting this thing now. There's just nut jobs and a bunch of, bunch of Colt fans, like, with face paint. Like, what do these people do for a living? Like, it must be nice, Cam, just to be able to get drunk on a Thursday afternoon and just hang out in Nashville all day.
Yeah, well, they're not paying $2,800 a month to live in Weehawken, Gabe, and do shows in the morning and afternoon. A lot of people, I guess what they could say, they're milking the old cow, you know, finding ways to.
I wish.
Sorry, 32 or more. Yeah,
I have a couple
The under, sir? Can I please take the under? Yeah, no, I'm the same. It's the same thing. Yeah, I'm just watching a bunch of people like ripping Miller Lights in the parking lot, getting wasted, and just getting ready to get their anger on for the draft. But you said it, man. A lot of people, I'm not sure if many people plan their sporting trip around the NFL draft, but it sure seems that way. The streets are packed.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like, it looks like a good time. You're getting wasted.
Sure,
on the street.
I wish we were there. Yeah, we should. If we broadcast there from the street, I bet it'd be a lot of fun. But Nashville's a really wild city, too. Like, I remember, like, I was there for the Stanley Cup playoffs there, and they got a wild bunch of honky-tonk bars and crazy things, and the drinks get flowing. It's a real, real party time, and it's easy to get around, too. Everything's on the strip, Gabe, so it's not far. Yeah, like Tootsie's right there and right down the street. Like, you could basically hit everything. It's just one straight line of a party. So, yeah, these guys are going to get wasted and annihilated and have a good time tonight.
Yeah, Nashville, a great party town. It's, people think of Atlanta, but Nashville also is not, it's very, very metropolitan and urban, et cetera,
it is,
right?
For sure it is.
Not like, it's not, people think, ooh, Tennessee, and they think it's all like, hicky or whatever, Nashville's got it going on, but the Nashville Predators don't have it going on. They're done. St. Louis Blues and the Dallas Stars tonight. We got NBA that's kind of flying under the radar. Shows the power of the NFL, though. Listen, the NHL playoffs have been great. The NBA playoffs have been pretty entertaining, actually, for the first round, more competitive than normal. But it shows the power. Neither of those leagues can have like 100,000 people getting drunk at 4 in the afternoon on the street on a Thursday, just for holding an event. Shows the power of the National Football League. But tonight we do have the Spurs and the Nuggets, and I predicted before the series started that the series would go 7 games. Now, for the record, I also predicted that the Blazers and the Thunder would go 7 games, too. I was wrong, but this was plus 200. I think I think the Spurs are going to win on their home court tonight. Denver's won the last couple of games. San Antonio have been flat, but it's an elimination game for them. This has 7 games written all over it. I expect DeRozan and Gay, and the Spurs will play better on their home court tonight. They've had a hard time scoring the last couple of games, but I think they light it up tonight. I like the Spurs to win.
I agree. I think the Spurs before, I think they're going to get off to a big lead and hold it this time around. I don't think they're going to let Denver linger. It's going to be one of those games, Gabe, when Denver gets within 6, they go on a run to get up 12. I think it's going to be one of those type of games, and I'm with you. I think this series gets extended to 7. Denver's good, but the Spurs should win on their home floor and set up a game 7. I'm with you. I'll be betting the San Antonio Spurs tonight.
So this morning, me and Cam did a little bit of the NFL's Wonderlic test.
It's tough.
And, so for people that when you hear, the Wonderlic, and we scored this and that on the Wonderlic, the Wonderlic's not easy. And, here it is, 15 questions. You have to answer this in 3 minutes and 36 seconds, Cam. So I'll just start right now, all right? We won't make it to 3:36. We'll get frustrated, but we got to go bang, 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 all right? So start. Yep. Go, first question. Aunt is to uncle as grandfather is to. Aunt is to uncle.
Cool.
So aunt and uncle are brother and sister. Grandfather is to grandmother.
Yeah.
Father, grandmother, mother, sister, nephew. Or grandmother.
Grandmother.
Yeah, all right.
Next.
We are correct.
I didn't like that. I hate these questions, man. They're so stupid.
A dance studio wants to use square mirror tiles to cover two walls in their studio that measure 2 by 2 feet.
Yeah.
Each wall measures 9 feet tall by 22 feet long. The studio instructor is requesting a 1 foot gap. Be a laugh off.
Oh, give me a break. Now I got a few equations. Yeah, like, this is not the
one
test
foot
they
gap
take.
He left. Like, and we're on the clock. Like, we've only got 3 minutes to answer 15 of these.
Next.
Next. All right, the next one.
That run was stupid. So what? So each tile is 4 feet, 9 times 120. Like, what are you asking me to do? How many tiles will cover the thing with a foot of, like, space? That's a ridiculous question.
A pair of shoes sell for $27 per pair.
Okay.
There's a sale on tomorrow on shoes. Offering 2 pairs of shoes for $45. How much will 3 pairs of shoes cost today? 27, 72, 81, or 62? Going to cost 72.
Is it 72?
Yeah, I didn't say 62. 27, 72, 81.
72. 72. That's the
easy question. It's just, you know, like, really?
They really suck. They really frustrate me and make me angry, too. Like, they're not, why don't you just ask a basic question? Like, why is there always math involved and, like, all this other crap? Yeah.
If the red suitcase weighs 40 pounds,
the
blue suitcase weighs 25 pounds, and the black suitcase weighs 72 pounds, any two of them together weigh at least 70 pounds. No, false.
No.
All right. Submit. False. Yeah.
At least
we're
getting some right. I think we're on the clock, so. Like, how we're on. We're not going to finish.
We're screwed. All right. Which number represents the smallest amount? 180, 0.810, 1/8, 1/5, 0.1.
I'm going to go with point one.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Because point one's better than 1/8. That's
one
hell
tenth. Are this?
One
I
tenth.
Don't even know what this is, Cam.
Yep.
Some gobblesteins are panganters, and all panganters are gerbilsons?
What the hell are you talking about?
Are some gobblesteins definitely gerbils? Dude. If I was an NFL player, I'd smash the computer with this stuff. Like,
what's a gobblestein?
I don't know. They're making it up. Gobblestein. I've never heard of it. I'd ask him, you got an effing question about football or what?
Like, yeah, exactly. How about the ball by Wilson, the Duke? Thank you.
I'd like an easier question. How much beer have you drank in a night? Well, you know.
That's a lot. Many
they should
gallons.
They should make this easier. You know what I mean? They should say, your dealer has 6 pounds of weed on sale for $1,800 a pound.
Exactly. Yeah, I like stuff like that. Real math like, you can crush.
Yeah, like, what is a gobble? Like, a gobble less stuff. I don't even know what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about. No clue.
I'm gonna look it up.
You got another one?
All right, you got another one? We're pretty much embarrassed ourselves good here.
Yeah, I don't think we really did. I think the test embarrassed itself.
This is a weird, like, word one. That's too weird.
Pass.
Unscramble this. Come on, son of a. F off. All right, game time decision.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
continues. And here, these are more reasonable. See, like this Wonderland question, see, I like this one. Only because this makes sense that if the guy, if you don't know it, then you can say, you're kind of an idiot. And, you know, we got concerns. But when you start questioning black, red suitcase in this suitcase, it has nothing to do with whether the kid's going to catch the football or not. You know what I mean?
Correct.
See this one. The 6 months of the year is August, September, January, June.
June.
Reasonable question. Zach.
Yeah.
Now we scrupulous. Scrupulous is the opposite of rigorous, punctual, negligent, meticulous. Negligent. Yeah. Scrupulous is like you're really attention
you're scrupulous.
To detail.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, opposite, negligent.
Negligent. Good call.
See? Now we're
Good
getting
call.
Smarter.
Good call.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there
All
you
right.
go.
What
These
is,
ones actually, yeah.
What does DIY mean?
Do it yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, do it yourself. Yeah, see, we're passing this Wonderlic with flying colors.
Oh, yeah. See, now we're not wrong. All right. And now, of course, they got to get into it. Five cookies see, cost 30 cents. Yeah, five.
Oh, here
cookies.
We go with the cookies.
Yeah, here we
go.
Kim got this. He's a bargain shopper, buddy.
I like cookies for 30 cents. Five cookies for 30 cents? Where?
I figure, though, you must be good at this, though, Kim, honestly, that, like, when you're looking for value in the meat section or you're buying, you're looking at the weight. Like, can you measure in your head, all right, I'm paying this much per gram or per key? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you're pretty good at figuring that out.
I am at the grocery store, but Gabe, it's not the Wonderlic test. There's a big difference between, $4.99 a pound or a kilogram and all the things that I have in my head, gallons versus liters, whereas I'm dealing with three different colored suitcases at different pounds and whatever. Like, I got my meat game in the store. It's already in my head, right? You know what I mean? I don't have to worry about it. These questions are, you said it. Basically, it should be more according to life. Like, if you're going to do some things with, car A and B and stuff, at least have I like that, like with grams and break it down and do it in
so
things that actually
one.
People will do.
Yeah, listen,
you know?
Listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't make sense. Five cookies cost
you said 30 cents.
All right. Five cookies. I thought it was 30 cents a cookie. See, I have a hard time even understanding the questions.
Six cents a cookie.
I'm like, what? Yeah. So five cookies cost 30 cents. How much would 30 cookies cost?
$1.80.
$1.50, $1.80, $2.80, $5, $30.
The answer is $1.80. See how quick I did my food math? The answer is $1.80.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's bargain shopping with Cam.
With Cam, baby.
And see, you, Yang, whitefish with tartar sauce.
No, whiten, baby, whiten.
Oh, yeah, whiten.
You got to throw the ING at the end.
I got to get my teeth whitened.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Whitening.
It's better than tilapia.
Yeah, tilapia is pretty plain.
Tilapia's cheap.
I don't even eat that.
Tilapia, you got to spice up tilapia. It's a very plain fish, very plain.
Tilapia ain't no party.
No,
not
no flavor. It's no flavor country. Yeah, we did good with the cookies, though, Gabe. See, that was quick. If all the questions were like that makes sense. Five cookies times six is 30 times, that's let's do it.
All right, where are we going, Yang? We're going to Florida here?
Yeah, Anthony from Florida. He's a Miami fan, man. He heard you guys talking about his Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. What's up, Anthony?
Hi, you guys. How was your Easter last weekend?
Not bad. Wanted more winners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm a Dolphins fan. I think we're going to – I'm predicting we're going to trade. Honestly, I don't like any of the quarterbacks this year. If there's quarterbacks left when we're picking, which probably there's going to be. And honestly, I don't like – Tua's overrated a little bit. So I'd rather trade for Josh Rosen because I already know the Cardinals are going to choose Kyler Murray. And I think only the Dolphins and the Giants are interested in trading for Josh Rosen. So – we trade a third-round pick for Josh Rosen. We draft Andre Dillard. We draft Michael Dieter. And then we draft Bo Benshaw from Wisconsin in the fourth round. What do you think about that draft?
Huh. You got the draft figured out.
Listen, I like Josh Rosen better than these quarterbacks. I agree. Now, the thing is, you know, they talk about Tua next year and Justin Herbert next year. The problem is the Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick is good enough not to get you the worst record in the league, right? That's a weird, like, they're in a weird spot here. They have a new coaching staff. I think they want to beef up on defense. Their coach is a Belichick guy. I think he wants to sort of toughen this franchise up a little bit. And drafting a quarterback in the first round is not going to happen. I really don't think they're going to draft a quarterback 13th overall. I think I would shock me if they went with alignment. But Rosen's a good fit for Miami. Because you
agree.
Have Fitzpatrick there. You let him compete for the job. It's a new system, a new for both of them. They get in there. And I think the market's a good place for Rosen. I think, you know, the team, the franchise, et cetera. I think it's a good fit. And a good thing about Rosen, Anthony, is for other teams, if you're the Bengals or the Giants, he already signed the contract. He already got the guaranteed money up front. Like, he doesn't make that much money now. You know what I mean? Like, they've already done it. The Cardinals have to eat that. They're not getting a guarantee back. So the upfront money is already gone. You don't have to eat that. You sign one of these kid quarterbacks in the first round, you got to pay him a lot of money. You got to give him a big bonus to get him in a camp and stuff like that. I think it's a good fit for Miami. I really do. And you look, Anthony, you're a Dolphin fan. You know, look at the Jets. Nice young team. Sam Darnold, quarterback. Josh Allen looked pretty good last year with the Bills. The Dolphins are, you guys are losing ground, man. You got to get a quarterback in here and build for the future.
Yeah, and honestly, once Tom Brady, which I'm already, he's not going to play for another 5 years. That's unrealistic. Even
he's a vampire.
With how healthy.
Nah, he'll play for another one or two. I'm with you. There's no way for another 5 years.
I'm going to think that he's going to be good for another 2 years.
I'm thinking
he'll be good again
tops.
This year.
Two tops.
And thanks for the call, Anthony. But
thanks,
you and I
Anthony.
Talk about
okay,
this, Cam. Quarterbacks can age overnight at times, right?
They sure
like
can.
Brady might just come back like next year, and it's like, oh, he's not as good anymore suddenly. Like, that happens. And I swear, man, it started to happen a couple of years with him. When they lost to Denver, when Denver won the Super Bowl.
I know.
Brady looked old, man. He was dumping the ball off. He couldn't get into the end zone. And it was like, wow, Brady kind of looks a little like, he's kind of like Peyton. He's hitting the wall here a bit. Yet the son of a bitch keeps fighting away, man. He comes back the next year. And I guarantee you, and
Gabe. Nobody hits him anymore. When was the last time you've seen Tom Brady take a hit? Remember when he lost the season when Kansas City, they took him out for the year. Denver in that playoff game, they hit him a few times. Like, when Tom Brady gets hit, he looks like, oh, my God, stay down, Tom. But that's the thing. They don't put him in those positions. The next big hit he takes, it might be his last.
I think Brady's probably doing some, like, really new age
blood
type
stuff
that he's not telling
us
about.
Richards.
You know what I mean?
He's cleaning up all his stuff.
Nothing illegal. I'm not saying steroids, right? I'm not saying he's cheating.
No. I'm saying he's pushing the limits, though. I'm with you.
Yeah, like, you know, he had that holistic guy in the room with him all the time.
That's true.
He's got some little weird secrets. His supermodel wife's probably got little tips and stuff, right?
No,
about
lots of
youth
tips.
And beauty and all that type crap. Yeah. So he's kind of a nut job for this. I think he's still got a couple of years left. Like, I'm not going to doubt him and write him off. It's up to other teams to catch up. I mean, the Bills and the Jets aren't there yet. And I'm not sure anybody else in the AFC is, like, when it comes right down to it.
Nope. To think he's going to play that long, though, is an absolute stretch. Still, at times, he does look old. He made the throws. It's just that they protect him in a certain way, Gabe, where he never takes that shot. And that's the thing. I would love to see a guy in the Bills or the Jets where just pummel Tom Brady, put him right into the ground, and then we'll see how he takes that shot. But 2 years at the most. In the best of circumstances, is my prediction.
I think the Miami Dolphins, though, I don't think they're drafting a quarterback. They didn't just bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick to draft a quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they trade for Rosen. I don't really see it either.
He's a one-year Band-Aid, though, right? Then they're going to go get a real quarterback. Fitzpatrick's a guy you bring in for a year. That's it. Like,
yeah.
That's all.
They have a new
coach. A couple wins.
But if you know you're the Dolphins, you know you're not winning this year. You know you're not winning. Yeah. Like, you have a new coach. It's a new era beginning. You're in a new quarterback. You know, Tannehill's gone. You have a little deal here with Fitzpatrick. It's not like, oh, we're going to surprise everybody and win the AFC East. No, you're not. You're not going to be a wild card team. You know what I mean? Like, really, they got to start building for the future. Like we said, like, the Bills have a lot of good young players, man. That Edmonds kid,
Jets.
That linebacker, really good.
I love Edmonds. Oh, trust me. I love that kid when they drafted him. I was big high on him. I'm with you.
Yeah,
Dave.
Like, I know it sounds crazy, but the Bills and Jets really are like a year or two away from being good for real. And they might surprise
they
this year.
Defenses, especially the Bills.
But the Dolphins are way behind them. The Patriots are way on top. The Bills and Jets are there. And the Dolphins are way at the bottom right now. You know what I mean? Like, they need a lot of players. So I don't even think they're going to draft. I think it's a good fit for Rosen, but I don't think Miami's going to do it. I'm willing to guarantee that Josh Rosen is going to be traded in the next couple hours.
Where does Will Greer go in the draft?
Good question.
Like, they have projections for him at like 33.5, like around that time. Like,
I'd say over. If you ask me where he's going, I'm going to say early third round.
I think he's a steal for the third round. Talk about Baker Mayfield. He's like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, we'll hit this on the other side, but it's true. Like, I would rather take Will Greer in the third round than Drew Lock 10th overall.
I agree.
Will Greer 100%. Could be better.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game time decision. Level two continues. Countdown is on. National Football League draft. 8 o'clock Eastern, Nashville, Tennessee tonight. Some sportsbooks still have it up, but if you're planning on betting this tonight, you better get your plays in soon. I see the book that Cam is playing at here this evening, Bet365. They've still got the props up right now, Cam. It looks like they're taking them down at 7 o'clock. Says 7 o'clock, but looks like they've got every player actually like over under position here.
Oh, it's crazy though what they've done, Gabe. We could have liked yesterday compared to today. Let me give you an example of the way things have gone with juice. So they basically had Ed Oliver. They have him under 8.5 minus 900. Yesterday that was minus 200 at 8.5 that position. So I've been noticing. Like the Josh Allens, like basically all the props are the same. They've just really, really, really smashed juice on things that are going to happen, except for Kyler Murray, which went down from minus 500 yesterday to 334, and the other day it was minus 700. So just keeping an eye on these props, it's just the juice has been raised.
They're actually pretty bad numbers they're dealing for this, like you said.
I agree.
Like, you know what they're doing? Like a good example is like Metcalf. Like Metcalf at FanDuel is like 20.5 even money. Yeah. Here they have an 18.5 minus 275. Like, they're trying to scare people away here, Cam. Mr. Green doesn't want the action. Like, they're exactly. Like, no. We're not going to do 19 or 20.5. We'll make it 18.5, but we'll make it 275 so they don't want to do it.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know what their little trick is here, you know?
Oh, I know their trick is too. And we talked about it. I got Metcalf over 18.5 yesterday at minus 160, Gabe. It's 18.5 minus 275, as you said. So basically,
Good job.
Yeah, we were. And this is really a good lesson because we've been talking about this and we've been betting props a long time. I know you even bet more props than I do. But guys, if you're out there, always do it. Like, don't wait till the final day to do it if you like something, because the juice is just going to absolutely go nuts, or the leverage position, because there's a couple
really
guys.
Will.
It's nuts, Gabe. And Drew Lock is another interesting one. It's kind of the only one that has real kind of regular juice. Like Drew Lock's draft position is 10.5. Over is minus 200. Under is plus 150. I got to believe he's not going to be drafted in the top 10. That is juice I can, at 2-1, you can almost deal with that. I don't think Drew Lock's going to be a top 10 pick in this draft.
I don't either. Well, the thing with this is, with Drew Lock, you bet Drew Lock at over under 10.5. You're essentially betting one team. There's one team.
Denver
Broncos, right? And they're drafting 10. Are they going to take them? I don't know. You know, but the thing is, we break this stuff down. We don't know, Cam. I mean, for all we freaking know, the Giants will take them 17th, right? Maybe the Giants like Drew Lock and have been throwing smoke screens. Like I said, maybe they're locked in on Haskins the whole time, and we don't know. that's what I'm fascinated by. I'm not almost like, from the football perspective. I'm more like, I just want to see who is right and who is wrong.
Exactly.
I say like, well, all right, this guy, well, we knew it, or no, I knew that. And, you know, I'm usually pretty good at this stuff with the drafts, but it's out of our hands, right? I mean, who knows? And what they should do and what they're going to do are two different things. Dwayne Haskins over under 10.5, over plus 225, under minus 300.
It's not worth it.
Ed Oliver, wow, minus 900 now. Like I
told you,
said.
Yesterday Ed Oliver, Gabe, was like, his juice was like 200 and something. It's insane. It's gone up almost four times. Like, if you liked Ed Oliver before, you could have got a really nice number. That's just stupid. That's a bad number. Why wouldn't you just change the line? Exactly what you said. They want no part of this. They're scaring you off. Like, 900 at under 8.5? Like, give me a break. That's insane. Come on. Minus 900. 8.5.
They have a prop here. Which team will draft Dwayne Haskins? Washington Redskins plus 130. So this is what's weird, where the odds don't correlate. And this is where it's all over the place with this draft stuff. So Dwayne Haskins is minus 300 to go in the top 10. Yet the Washington Redskins pick 15, and they're plus 130. They're the overwhelming favorite to get him, according to the book. So they would have to trade up to get him, which...
Yep.
It's quite a bit. Like, we're asking quite a lot. That are they going to trade up, and it's still going to work out, and they're going to get him. I'm just saying, there's no freaking value at all on the Redskins at plus 130 to get Haskins.
Nope.
You know what my dark horse for Haskins is, Cam? Two dark horses. I don't know if it's a dark horse, because people have talked about it. Wouldn't shock me if the Raiders took Haskins fourth overall. I'm not fully expecting it, but would you be shocked if they did this? Strong arm quarterback and throw it a million miles. But they have Carr and he makes money, all right? So I get that. My deal is, I think we would have been a perfect Jacksonville Jaguar, but they have Nick Foles. To me, the Cincinnati Bengals for Haskins are a dark horse.
Makes total
sense.
They
need a quarterback.
Ohio State?
Yeah, they need Cincinnati, a quarterback. Ohio State, legend, yeah, Ohio State guy. Has a cannon. Andy Dalton, one more year left on his contract. New coach. You don't have to rush Haskins in. You let Dalton start this year, and then boom, Haskins takes over next year. I think Haskins is a good fit with the Cincinnati Bengals.
So do I. They need a whole new culture change. It's not all Andy Dalton's fault, but we talked about years and years of taking abuse, a bad offensive line, him taking hits, him not being able to make decisions, A.J. Green getting hurt too. Their chemistry is always a problem. You go out and draft a burner like John Ross, he doesn't play. Everything in Cincinnati's just been negative, negative, negative. I think this would be a great story. Local kid does as well. Ohio State to Cincinnati. Dwayne Haskins, it makes total sense. And if I was Cincinnati, I'd definitely pull the trigger on a guy like Haskins. Obviously, Driscoll is more of a backup quarterback than a starter. He proved that.
Here are some of the general props. Round one totals, they're called, over at FanDuel. Total Alabama first round picks. Under 2.5, plus 172. Over 2.5, minus 225. I think there's a little bit of value. You know, it's tough. There's so many props, guys. Eh? Like, there's like literally like 300 of them or something. So you can't play them all. But I think there's a little value on going under 2.5. I know it doesn't sound like a lot. Ooh, Alabama is only going to have two players drafted in the first round. But they're going to. So Quinnen Williams is a lock. He's going to be top five. I think top three, I already bet that. No, Jacobs is the question, Cam. Quinnen Williams is a lock. Jonah Williams is a lock.
There's a lock.
Two Williams. They're not related. But they both played on Alabama. So we have a D lineman, Quinnen Williams. Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman. There's two top 10 picks right there. Then the only other guy that's even going to come close to this is going to be Jacobs. Is Jacobs going to go in the first round? And what do the books have him at 24.5, 25.5?
Exactly. That's first round. Even if he slips there at the end of the first round, I think somebody will take him. Gabe, I have to believe there'll be three Alabama players.
A lot of people think the Raiders will at 24.
I understand what you're saying, though. It's like nothing's a lock and you're getting plus money, but I think they'll get three guys. I think Jacobs, he's too good to get out of the first round.
Total Clemson players selected in the first round. Over under 2.5, over minus 122, under minus 104. Seems like they're going to go over. Seems like there's three guys from Clemson that are pretty much locks to be in the first round here.
Clemson. Total. Yeah. Yes, you're right. I don't know. I don't like those ones are a little bit tough. Know which one I'm thinking about? The one prop that things can really, really change is what you talked about earlier, the quarterback prop. Because if the dominoes don't fall the right way, certain teams don't need quarterbacks, and they only might be three taken in the first round. Hell, they might look at these guys and say, I don't even have Locke that high on my draft board. We can get Jones later on. You know what I mean? It's how the dominoes fall, Gabe, and it's huge plus money the other way, right? Like under 3.5 is plus 275 for three quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Yeah.
Who says there's going to be four?
I think it's a roll of the dice. It's worth it. And you say under.
And you're getting plus 275. No. Exactly. It's a good roll of the dice.
I don't think there's a ton of teams. I don't think there's a ton of teams that like Daniel Jones that much. I think they like him in the second round, third round. You know what I mean? I don't think there's a bunch of GMs that are in love with Daniel Jones in the first round here. I just don't. There's too much talent. It's a very good draft this year for as far as like serious players.
Offensive linemen. Yeah, like guys who are going to be
defensive linemen,
stud
DBs.
Linemen. Yep.
It's not a sexy draft. This is a real draft. Like,
I agree.
You know, you got real men in this draft, and all the wide receivers and running backs and all that other frill stuff's going to go later in the second and third and quarterbacks later, right? Like everyone's stepping up for these guys now. But as far as Clemson's concerned, you got this, the Farrell kid, the Wilkins guy, and then a Dexter Lawrence who was suspended for the championship game, but not of his own doing. So that's three linemen right there. The Clemson's going to go over, actually. I like that. Clemson will go over.
Over.
The quarterback, dude, at plus 235, I'd say under. I'd take a shot at under plus 235.
Yeah. On my book, Gabe, plus 275. Plus 275
really?
For under 3.5 quarterbacks first round.
You have to,
Mr. Green.
A little sprinkle.
Over is minus 400. No, thank you. Under plus 275. That's enough value to, as you say, roll the dice, but it's a good roll of the dice. You're getting a lot of take back. That's searching for value and finding it, because I agree with you. I think it's 50-50. It's a coin flip, and you're getting crazy money to the under if it goes that way.
Total defensive players taken in the first round, 17.5. Minus 164. It's a very defensive heavy draft here. And let me compare it to what Bet365 is dealing with this. Total offensive players drafted. All right. So they've got offensive players drafted, 15.5 under 300.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. Better odds at FanDuel.
You get better odds where you are at the local book. Another one that I'm looking at that could go either way due to Quinnen Williams, right? Like, you think he goes two or three, but who's to say that he doesn't go four? People like Ed Oliver a lot.
I'm getting worried about my Quinnen Williams pick.
Yeah, and it's over 3.5 to plus 250. I'm just going to do a bunch of plus 250s. If clip a couple of them, you make money, man. Like, I can go 1-3 and make money. if you get the right props.
I'm getting worried. I'm worried. I already bet Quinnen Williams. That's the one I'm most worried about now. That I'm worried that he's going to fall to the Raiders at four.
That's the thing. I think
Kyler Murray will go first. San Francisco doesn't care about Bosa's crap and takes him. And then the Jets take Ed Oliver. Or the Jets surprise and take Josh Allen. I wouldn't be so sure. People are like, oh, the Jets don't like Josh Allen. We don't know that. You know what I mean? We don't know. Like, he might go. Like I said, GMs do weird things, guys. You know, and I'm not saying it's a weird thing. The kid had 31 freaking sacks in the SEC. So what are you going to do? I mean, the kid can play, but I would take the – I would roll the dice on the plus. I hate to say it because I'm on Williams at under 3.5.
I'm doing it. I'm adding it to my other bets. These are two – Quinnen Williams over 3.5 plus 250. It's on the card. We got good picks yesterday, Gabe, because we got on it early. I wish I only put like $30 plays in with the DJ Metcalf and the other ones that we like. What was the other one that we took yesterday? I wrote it down when you're doing the morning show. What else did we have? Yeah, Locke. That it's all because of Denver. We talked to Big Man about that. So I got Metcalf over, but I got 60 cents, not 200. Locke over 10.5. And Jacobs, I have under 25.5, but I'm kind of worried about that one too. That one will be right around the number.
Here's an interesting prop. Who will be drafted first, Drew Locke or Daniel Jones? Drew Locke, minus 164.
Kind of like Jones there.
You think Locke's going to fall?
Yeah, I do. I think a couple teams are interested in Jones and go ahead of Locke. We'll see.
Daniel Jones plus 126. Quinnen Williams versus Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver's going to be drafted ahead of Quinnen Williams to get paid plus 220.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
First round of the 2019 NFL Draft is this evening, and for fantasy football players and NFL bettors, the season starts now. If you're serious about fantasy football, never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts will be live blogging with each pick this evening, giving you information you will need and how each pick affects the fantasy football landscape and NFL futures. That's not all. They provide dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% with the promo code FNTSY. The 2019 NFL Draft tonight and the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com.
Well done, Cam. Game Time Decisions continues.
Yep. Sure does.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Network.
Countdown is on. So Marco D'Angelo is going to join us in about 10 minutes. See what he has to say about the, Marco D'Angelo. See what he has to say about the NFL draft as well as NBA basketball. We got a couple of hockey games tonight, guys. And, man, we had four division winners get eliminated in the first round of the playoffs in the NHL.
They gone.
Like, it's been dogs. And I tell you what, and I don't know if you agree with this, Cam. Let me get the series prices up here quickly.
Can't wait.
NHL, where is it? Where's the, as they say here in New York, Cam, at the book? Ice hockey.
Ice hockey. Love it. Gotta add ice.
Yeah, you got the ice hockey. You got the ice hockey lines yet.
Ice hockey. Here we go.
Boston Bruins, minus 162. Give me the Jackets. Ooh. And the Stars, both plus 135 in the series. It's an underdog here, man. They're both dogs.
You said it.
Level 2. Done. Level 3 coming up.